May have a seat. Happy Friday. Dang. Wow. What a Friday. Sam, we've had a Friday already.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, the flash mob. Wow. Wow. Awesome. Men's night out tonight. Women's night out next week. Way to go. I love it. Hey, you're probably wondering, what's all the excitement? Today is our first senior witness. For those of you who are not... For you freshmen who are not familiar with senior witnesses, we ask six seniors every second semester to bear witness what God is doing in their lives. There's a great psalm, the opening of Psalm 107 says this, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." And that's what Sam's going to do today. Sam Eldersveld, give it again. All right.
Wow.
Okay. I like to call him Sammy, but Sammy, Sam Eldersveld, of course, is a senior. He's out of East Grand Rapids, Michigan. Yeah. He is a mechanical engineer, is his major. And this is a fun fact about Sam. Fun fact about Sam, he won his first intramural championship
co-ed
basketball t-shirt. He's got it. All right. Hey, enough clapping. Let me pray for Sam. And he's got a good word. Loving God, thank you for the gift that we get to bear witness what you're doing in our life. God, today is not about Sam. Today is about you. So, Lord, we want to have our ears ready to listen to what you want to say to us through our good brother Sam. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, one last shot. Sam Eldersveld.
Good morning, Hope College. How's everybody doing?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks. Appreciate it. It is an honor and privilege to be here today to talk with my Hope family about how I came to love Jesus Christ. It has not been an easy road, nor will it ever be to follow Jesus, but it's all worth it. Before I share how I follow God today, I want to talk a little bit about my past. I've always been surrounded by Christians since the day I was born. My parents are strong believers, and they did an amazing job of raising myself as well as my three older brothers in a Christian home. I went on several mission trips, and I attended my youth group on a regular basis in high school. I didn't get into much trouble, mostly because I was afraid of my parents being disappointed in me. My friends liked me for who I was and didn't pressure me to be anybody different. On the outside, I seemed like a strong believer who had it all together. The fact was, I wasn't a strong believer, and I will never have it all together. Honestly, I was at a time in my life where I thought I didn't need God. Everything was going great, so I thought, why would I invest time in a relationship with God when things are going well? I then came to Hope College. I told people that I chose Hope because I wanted to strengthen my faith during my 4 years here. What really happened was that I didn't take my faith seriously throughout my whole first semester. I was just a kid excited about having all the freedom I could imagine, and I wasn't focusing on the things that really mattered. My relationships with God and with the people around me weren't things that I genuinely cared about. I was being selfish, and my main focus was drinking alcohol on the weekends and meeting girls. My faith took a backseat to everything else in my life. Dimnit Chapel wasn't a place I frequently visited, except for a handful of times that first semester. I didn't really like the way my life was going and knew that I needed to make a lot of changes. Some questions I thought to myself were, is this really the life I should be living? How am I pursuing my faith like I said I would do? God, where are you right now? I need your help. There was an emptiness in my heart that I knew only God could fill. One thing I didn't know was that God was waiting for me with his arms wide open while I tried figuring out life on my own. Everything changed for me with one simple invitation. It was an invitation from an upperclassman that I didn't know to join a Bible study in Phelps Hall. At that point, I knew I had to start taking my faith seriously, so I accepted the invitation. My life wasn't in shambles, but I had a feeling of emptiness. I felt that I needed a purpose. I needed that personal relationship with God. In this Bible study, we did the normal read through a passage and talk about what stuck out, which I loved. But we also did something else. My favorite part about this group was how real we were with each other. I had never heard a group of guys so openly talk about their struggles in life. Those guys in that Bible study were struggling with the exact same things I was going through. I had no idea they had those same struggles. We talked about our loneliness, lust, self-confidence, worries, and so many others. It was the first time that I was open about what I was dealing with in my life. In the past, I always tried to deal with my struggles internally. Being a part of that Bible study group taught me to ask for help, especially from God. It gave me a dependence on God which I never thought I needed. I'm still friends with several of the people in that group, and a few of them are my current housemates. Shout out to my Van Zyl boys. Being a part of a close-knit group of people is so beneficial in this life. Since I received that invitation for the Bible study, I've kept God at the forefront of everything I do. In any situation I'm in, my goal is to represent Christ. The summer after my sophomore year, I worked at Camp Geneva. It was by far the best summer of my life because everything that we did was centered around Christ. The games, teachings, and music all focused on God. Working there as a counselor also taught me to be comfortable in sharing my faith. What I love about kids aged from 9 to 12 is that they aren't afraid to ask questions. I had to be prepared to answer the questions and represent why I think Christ is essential. I came to love God through conversations with others and giving everything up to Him. God set me free that summer. I also figured out pretty quickly that I don't know the answers to a lot of questions, which is all right. I trust that God is always doing the right thing. There are big questions that I deal with constantly, like, why does God allow bad things to happen to people that He loves? I may never find the answer in my search for knowledge, but I can still try to learn more about God in the process. I'm also curious to ask God some less serious questions, like, what happened at the end of Inception? Or what really happened to Tupac? I don't know. I like to think that God has a pretty good sense of humor. A big struggle that most of us have dealt with before is not knowing what to do with their lives. For the past year or so, that's been a huge burden for me. I'm a mechanical engineering major, and for the first couple of years here, I thought I was excited for an engineering career. Last year, it hit me when I thought, can I really be happy waking up and being an engineer every single day? I started to think about what really made me happy, and I immediately thought of spending time with people and with God. About a year and a half ago, I started doing Young Life at Holland High. I've enjoyed it every day since I joined. I get to spend time with high school guys who are pursuing their faith and who are learning more about God. Through this process, my faith is strengthened, and I have a chance to share how God has an impact on my life. My Young Life team and the students at Holland High bring me so much joy and accept me for who I am. Since I have a blast with Young Life, I figured out pretty quickly that they offer full-time employment. I know it's not common for engineering majors to pursue ministry, but it's something that I love, so why not? Over the past few months, I've met with several people who work for Young Life to see if it's really the right fit for me. It sounds like an amazing opportunity, but I still don't know exactly where I want to be or what I want to do. I'm left choosing between two very different careers, living out the gospel through mechanical engineering or working for an organization that presents the gospel to high school students. As of right now, I'm pursuing both and will go with the opportunity that feels right. In the end, I want to have a job where I can feel excited to go to work every day. Whatever I choose, God will be at the center of what I do. He will guide my actions and keep me on the right path for the rest of my life. A verse that has spoken to me recently is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And it says, "For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." Throughout my years here at Hope, I've grown from being timid in my faith to feeling power from the Holy Spirit. That power from the Holy Spirit is unlike any other. It makes me feel so alive and that I'm loved unconditionally. Before I'm done, I want to give you all some encouragement. It's okay for it to take a while to let God be at the center of your life. For me, it took 18 years. For some, it takes 10 years. And for some, it takes 70 years. What God longs for is for you to love Him back. Also, thank you all for making me feel excited about life again. In the past, I believed all the lies that have been put in my head. Lies like I'm not good enough to be loved by God. Lies like I can't make a difference in this world. I don't believe those lies anymore. It's because of you that I'm able to stay confident in my faith when those doubts start to creep in. You all proved to me that Jesus is real through your joy of life and your kind hearts. You have made that difference in my life, and I'm forever grateful for it. Keep living for Jesus and changing the world. Thank you. Go in peace.